The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We head to different locations across the nation, talk about their race clubs, their town, and their race meetings. And I think it's pronounced Gaynder. We spoke to them last spring. They had a meeting then. They have their cup this weekend in country Queensland. And Jason Waldock takes our call. How are you, Jason?
Good, thanks, Mike. Good.
It is pronounced Gaynder.
Yeah, Gaynder. You got that right.
Now, you race usually, what, a couple of times a year. Last year was slightly hampered by COVID. You lost this meeting last year, which was your cup in June last year, but you did have a meeting last October, is that right?
Yeah, we held a meeting in October, first weekend in October, I think it was. And, yeah, it was a pretty good crowd. We've got 600-odd people out here for that. Full fields. So, yeah, everybody was keen to get back to trackside, I think, and the day out. It was just at the end of the COVID, so it was really good.
Now, just explain to people exactly where Gaynder is in Queensland.
Gaynder, most people know where Bundaberg is, so we're about an hour and a half inland from Bundaberg. Pretty right in the middle of citrus industry. Like, we grow all the mandarins and everything around here. Pretty famous for that kind of stuff.
We'll talk about that claim to be the orange capital of Australia or the world. We'll talk about that in a moment. But to the race meeting, I do notice on your Facebook the reinforcement to people that those heading across to your meeting this weekend, the QR code check-ins, all of the procedures. So that's really being enforced there by your small country location.
Yeah. We're just trying to follow the rules to keeping everybody's good books. So, everybody's got that app now. I suppose you use it everywhere you go these days. I think it's part of the norm these days. So, just scan on your way in, and away you go. We're having for a good crowd.
Interesting. When you normally race twice a year, your cup is the one held in winter, and your other meeting's the one in spring.
In October, and our cup, June's always been our big meeting. It's the biggest time of the year for the citrus industry. So all our sponsors are all connected to the citrus industry for this race meeting. So we kind of highlight the area. And
what's the indications for horse numbers and entries, and also of the two-legged kind, people attending? What's the indication of both horse numbers and people numbers?
We've got pretty good fields. We've got the final nominations in today, so we're looking at pretty good fields. I think we've got 11 starters in our cup, and I think the lowest race out of the five is, I think, about 9 starters, so it should be good fields. I think we've already sold 450-odd online tickets so far, so we are expecting a pretty good crowd. That's without members. Our members are already on top of that again.
Fantastic. We're chatting to Jason Waldock, Racetracks Everywhere segment, Gaynder in country Queensland, their cup meeting this weekend. They didn't have their cup in June this time last year. They had a meeting with the cup in October, but this is their real big one each year. Now, different photos from different years. Some show your track to be pretty green and lush, others have a tinge of brownness. How is the racetrack at this time of the year? I guess if the photo's taken at different times of the year, it might be determined by the weather and rain, but how's the track?
Well, yeah, it's lacking. We haven't had a very good season for about the last 3 or 4 years, so we've been chasing our tails pretty well, so we just seem to have missed out on all the rain. But we just had about 5 mil then, which put a damper on setting up, but it hasn't got the best of grass coverage that we would have liked, but it's still good. It'll be nice race.
Anyone use the track post the two meetings each year at Gaynder? Do you have any local trainers?
We've got one local trainer that he uses the practice track on the inside. But
What's his name?
That'd be young Greg Hoof. So I think he's following his grandfather's footsteps. His grandfather used to train horses, and he's taken it up as a bit of a sideline for himself as well.
Has he had any luck in your feature or in your meetings?
No, not as yet.
Not as yet.
Not as yet. We're hoping he'll improve, but yeah.
Good luck to him. And I must say, because I chat to so many race clubs and they all have different things that are very important each year. I spoke to a picnic club in Victoria the other year that they were proud of their brand new turnstiles. Others are wrapped when they got new stabling areas. And I noticed on your Facebook, you're spruiking that your race caller, well, you've got a brand new call tower for the meeting.
That we have. So it's, yeah, the boys are pretty trying to finish it off at the moment, but yeah, it's looking, which it promised me is going to be done. So, brand new tower. We've got a brand new undercover area going up as well. So, we're, yeah.
Do you have a regular caller who calls the races at Gaindar each year?
Paul Doolan comes out of retirement for us. He still does our local race meeting.
Oh, fantastic. Well, he made his name, of course, in greyhound calling, didn't he, especially?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, terrific.
So he's good value. Paul, he comes up and supports us every year for our team meetings.
Fantastic.
We've also got the Battle of the Bush series here this weekend. We got the rights to hold that. So that's the big Queensland. The winner of each region will represent its area and be racing Dubin, I think it is. So that's a pretty big race to be holding as well as our cup. So we've got two big races this weekend.
All the best for the meeting. Just back away from racing, you mentioned you're the orange capital of the world, or Australia especially, and it says that it's often disputed whether it's your township or Mundubbera, but anyway, you've got a lot of oranges and citrus and mandarins. How's the township coping with what us suburbanites here is a struggle to find people picking fruit?
Exactly that. There's a lot of fruit being tipped and thrown away because they can't get it picked. It's one of them years. It looks like a really good year coming up. They had a good crop of fruit, and this time we've got nobody to pick it, so it makes it hard.
Well, let's hope people enjoy the race day and all the best. And we hope it's a terrific day. Good luck. Great to see you've got a big meeting ahead. And thanks for taking the call. All the best there this weekend.
Yeah, no, thanks very much for the call.
Jason Waldock from the citrus capital of Australia, Gaindar. And they've got their cup meeting this weekend in country Queensland.